When the bus drops me and Harrison off, my little sister Kate is waiting for us. Kate looks like the kind of kid they show eating chocolate pudding on TV. She is small, even for a third grader, and she has blonde curly hair and lots of freckles. She looks like my mom and my older sister, Your Highness Elizabeth.
"Three peas in a pod," my father always says. "And one brown acorn."
That's me. I have thick, straight, dark hair and skin the color of a brown paper grocery bag. I don't look like anybody. Except for my real parents, of course. I look exactly like them.
"Boy, are you in trouble," Kate says.
I stand on the curb looking back at the bus, wondering if it is too late for Harrison and me to get back on. The bus driver's big hand reaches for the silver door handle. The door slaps closed and the bus pulls back on the road, blowing stinky black smoke out the tailpipe. "This is news?" I ask, cocking my head toward Harrison. When Your Highness Elizabeth isn't around, Kate spends her time watching me so she can report back to my mother. Sometimes she takes notes so she won't forget one single thing. I think Kate is going to be a bill collector when she grows up. She doesn't look like one, though, which is why she'll be so good at it.
"She lost a whole half day at Barbara and Barbara's, and she called Dad at work," Kate says.
We are walking now, and I hear coins jingle in her shoe. Kate always keeps change in there. She says it's the only safe place because no one will ever think of stealing money from your shoe. The only problem is, it sounds so loud when she walks that if someone did want to steal her money, they'd know right where to look. "Big deal," I say, although this is a big deal. My mother works part-time as a bookkeeper for two interior designers named Barbara, and she doesn't like to miss. And my father hates to be called at work. I don't know why he hates this so much. It's not like he's a surgeon who will forget to put somebody's organs back if he gets a call in the middle of an operation. He works for an insurance company. What's so important about that?
"Life insurance is essential," Kate says.
She half skips to keep up with us.
"I'm thinking of buying some. You can make a lot of money with life insurance," she tells Harrison.
"Only problem is you got to die first," I say, kicking a dirt clod, which dissolves into a pile of dirt.
"You do not,"
she says. "Yes, you do," I say.
"That doesn't make any sense at all, Antonia. Why would anyone want it then?"
Kate says, her hands on her hips, her chin poked out.
"Antonia Jane McPherson, you're grounded. You come in here right this minute."
My mother's head bobs out the front door. "Oh, man, she's home already?" Kate nods. Her small face is very serious.
"I better go home," Harrison says.
He scratches his neck under the collar of his t-shirt and takes a giant step backward. His arm is swinging back and forth, back and forth. He doesn't like being around my mom when she's mad at me, which is most of the time. "Wait," I say to Harrison, grabbing his bony arm.
"Kate, will you walk Pistachio?" I ask.
"How much?"
I reach in my pocket to see what I have. 11 cents.
$5,
Kate says.
"Are you nuts?"
I sigh and look at Harrison. Then I pull my ear twice. This is our secret sign. It means go around the back way. Harrison looks uncomfortable, as if he wishes I hadn't done that.
"Antonia," my mother yells. "I said right now. Harrison, you'll have to go home."
"Rats, Harrison,"
I say loud enough for my mom to hear.
"You have to go home."
"Okay, I guess I'll go home now,"
Harrison says in a really fake voice. This is one problem with Harrison. He is a lousy liar. Once I get to my room, Harrison will climb the trellis in the backyard and come in the second floor hall window. Harrison is good at getting in places. That's because his dad is always locking them out and sending Harrison in through the window to unlock the door.
"Bye, Harrison,"
Kate says. Kate kind of likes Harrison, though she would never admit it, because Your Highness Elizabeth thinks Harrison is gross. "He smells like a salami sandwich," Elizabeth always says. Harrison smiles. Harrison likes everybody, whether they like him or not. He is even nice to people who make fun of him. This makes me sick. I think it's a basic rule of life never to be nice to people who make fun of you.